wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you.
All right. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning. Thank you for being here today.
Yeah, no problem. And good morning to everybody tuned in and listening this morning. My name is Dr. Ben McMillan, and I am a chiropractor, as well as the owner of the Neal Clinic. I always love coming into the station to join as part of this Pensacola expert panel. You know, it's I'm able to introduce or maybe even reintroduce to people the importance of chiropractic healthcare. And you know, I shouldn't even really distinguish between healthcare and chiropractic healthcare. You know, what I guess what I really mean is more maybe the role that chiropractors play in your health and well-being. You know, I'm going to diverge a little bit from what I have planned to talk about today, but I do this from time to time. So just bear with me here, Tammy.
We call it I digress all the time on the radio, and it's perfectly fine.
You know, as a society, you know, our country is awesome, right? The United States is great, and I love being here. But I'm also sure that we can kind of all agree we've got some issues to work on. And as a chiropractor, one big change that I really hope that we see in my lifetime is kind of the model of our healthcare system. And I don't necessarily mean, you know, like the whole socialized versus privatized health insurance thing. You know, the economics of that stuff is way too complicated for me to get into. That's not what I mean. What I'm talking about, I guess, is the understanding of how people deal with their health and the approach they take to their health care, taking care of your health, right? I'd say that health is one of the things that plays the most significant or a very significant role in your life, but is also really kind of understated. You know, we think about things, right, on a daily basis, our finances, our relationships, our social status, all the stuff that we spend a lot of time and energy and space in our head thinking about all the time, and ways to improve upon it. You know, all of that can seem pretty insignificant if you ever have a dramatic shift in your health, right? Like, no matter where you are in society, what age you're at, a big shift in your health will change your perspective on what really is actually important to you. You know, so it always strikes me as peculiar when people neglect one of those most important things we have in our life and that we really have a lot of control over is our body. You know, currently in America, the way our healthcare system is set up, we kind of go about our daily life with little intervention, little guidance from healthcare experts, from doctors, right? Until something happens. Then you go say, hey, I've got something wrong now. I need to fix it. Maybe you get a sinus infection or the flu, you know, something like that that's kind of relatively routine in our world today. And you're going to go to the doctor and say, hey, these are my symptoms. This is what I've got. Like, help me fix it. Sure, that happens frequently. But maybe one day you go to the doctor and you've had some blood work and they tell you because of these dietary and lifestyle choices that you've been making, you've now got diabetes. Or you go show up to the doctor one day and they say, hey, look, you've been smoking cigarettes for so long. Now you've got COPD, right? Or even worse, lung cancer. Like, we know those things cause that. It's not like the science is out on that. I think everybody can agree that that's a cause and effect thing there now. And those are things that are, for the most part, pretty preventable diseases that will dramatically alter your life. And as a chiropractor, the way that this theory or this thought kind of relates to me in my profession are those choices that we make every day and how they affect the joints and the muscles in your body and how those choices will affect you way later in life. You know, or are you somebody that's going to sit at a desk 8 hours a day, you know, for 5 days a week and then head home at night and you're going to get some food and sure do some house chores, but then you're just going to sit down in front of a TV screen every single night until you have to wake up the next day and do it all over again. You know, is that your, are those the choices that you're making? Or is it, maybe you're at the other end of the spectrum where your job is something that is really physical and forces you to use your body as a tool, right? I'm thinking construction workers or people that are constantly bending and lifting and twisting. You know, that's what some people do for a living. And honestly, it doesn't really matter what your career is, right? We should all be doing something every day or most days to help our muscles, help our joints, you know, help that cardiovascular system, be it in the best shape that we can, because if it's in better shape, you're going to recover better from those, even things like the flu. Like, you'll bounce back faster. Your body will be in better shape if you're doing something on a regular routine basis to take care of it. You know, because if you are that person that's behind the desk every day and, you know, doesn't do any kind of physical exercise or doesn't stretch, you know, it might not be this year or even next year, but I can pretty much guarantee you that at some point you will find yourself in a chiropractor's office or maybe your primary care doctor's office telling them now that your neck or your back is causing you daily pain, you know, making it difficult to do things that weren't really a problem before. And I'm not talking about, you know, anything difficult or strenuous on like marathon running or anything. I'm talking about stuff like sitting down for more than 15 minutes or trying to get up out of a chair. If every time you had to stand up out of a chair, if your back is just excruciatingly painful, that's going to be a problem. That's going to change the way you do things. You know, if your back bothers you to drive your car, you're not going on those road trips or those vacations. You know, you're going to think twice about that flight across the country because sitting for that amount of time is almost unbearable for you. And those, again, those aren't activities that are strenuous, but I see this all the time. If you're somebody that's having back pain, these activities can be excruciating. But like I was saying about the diabetes and COPD from smoking, things like that, that type of back pain from these daily activities you do, this stuff is preventable. And you know, that's what I was talking about with our healthcare model, right? It frustrates me at times that that's how we're set up. The model is reactive instead of proactive. We don't promote these screenings. We don't promote, you know, preventative healthcare very much in our world. It's typically reactive. This happened to me. I need a pill to fix it today. You know, it's that kind of mentality. But it's also exciting for me when I get to come up here, when I get opportunities like this to be part of the Pensacola Expert Panel, and I get to talk this morning and tell people that pain that they've been experiencing in their lives, you don't have to go through your life with that. There's other ways to alleviate that, things you can do to prevent it from coming back. If you're not having pain, there's things you can do to prevent it from happening. I'm thinking of the younger generation right now with all the cell phones that they grew up with, right? Like, I was kind of in that middle generation where I had one, maybe in high school, I think I got my first one, but kids now have them basically from the time they can talk, the rest of their lives they're going to deal with them. And, you know, if you're in that demographic, ask your parents if they're having back pain. You know, I guarantee you at some point, one of your parents has had some neck or lower back pain. That's the stuff I'm talking about that we can prevent. And that's why it gets me so fired up to be up here and talk about this sort of stuff, about how chiropractic healthcare can benefit you. Because like I said, some people have never really had that introduction to chiropractic care in the past. I forgot to mention too, Tammy, what's the, if you're tuned in and listening, I got started on that healthcare tangent.
I love it. It's great. I run down that. No.
But if you've got a question this morning, that you want an answer to, you want me to talk about before I get through a couple other things that I had to talk about this morning, where can they can text and call
they
in
They can
today.
Text or call 437-1620. By the way, if you're just now tuning in or listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable, I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. We have the pleasure of having Dr. Ben McMillan here with the Neil Chiropractic. You can head on over to www.neilclinic.com. That's neilclinic.com. Or give them a call, 479-2700. They'd be happy to talk to you, get you on the schedule, see what they can do to help you out.
Yeah, and let me use you for an example for a second, Tammy. When when you first started up here hosting the Pensacola Expert Panel, we were kind of talking about, you know, your background, what you were doing, and you spent a lot of time in positions leaning over somebody, right, as a dental hygienist, kind of twisting.
Oh goodness, not even somebody, children.
Children, yeah. So we
call it ergonomics in my world.
Yep.
And you're supposed to sit up straight. You have loops so that you can see down. You're not, and there's no doing that when you're treating children.
Yeah.
It's just managing behavior the whole time. So for 4 years, definitely was not sitting up straight and doing what I was supposed to do.
And that happens with a lot of different professions. Nurses come to mind a lot. I treat so many nurses. That's such a higher physically demanding profession than I had thought it was before I became a chiropractor. And just like you were saying, when you were in school, they were training you to do this dental hygienist work. They told you, hey, you're going to sit in this perfect position. Mm-hmm. They're going to be perfectly still. You're going to do this. That way you don't have this done. You're not going to wind up in these awkward positions for a long time. Then you get in the real world and all that goes out of the door.
It doesn't work.
Yeah, it just...
We try. We do the best we can. But when you're managing children, it doesn't really work. So.
But over time, those positions mm-hmm. that you were in kind of started to add up and they started to cause changes. And, you know, if you're doing that, if you're leaving these things undiagnosed, untreated, it will result in pain, right? Like you started to have some back pain.
Oh, my back was hurting. My shoulder was hurting. It was really my left side. And I could not put my shoulders back without pain. And it would radiate in my chest, around my ribs, in my back, my neck. It was bad.
And that's, you know, these types of cases where it's, you know, I'm having pain from some of these repetitive postures or these repetitive actions I'm doing all the time. I treat those types of cases every day. And, you know, that's one thing why I'm so passionate about my profession, because patients like this, like what Tammy was talking about, these patients are great candidates for chiropractic care because I know that the type of care that chiropractors provide can help them. And, you know, I had a huge smile on my face earlier this week when Tammy came in and she said, you know, that pain, hey, when I was having that pain in my chest, when I did this, I'm not having it anymore. It's gone. It hasn't really been bothering her. And, you know, I don't think I really ever get tired of those moments in my
right.
profession. And, you know, again, Tammy's not somebody, she's not the, I sat at a desk for 8 hours a day. She's incredibly active. I mean, she's not somebody that I had to Mm-mm. convince to exercise or stretch. She was asking me from day one, hey, this is all the, I actually had her scale back a little bit
from
of the things she was doing.
Let's don't do that many push-ups, okay, Tammy, yeah. calm down. But I do taekwondo. I work out and I was not stretching like I was supposed to. So add that to hygiene and my back was a mess. And after just two visits.
Yeah, it was incredibly
quick. I also was a very compliant patient. I think that's important to understand too, doing exactly what he told me to do, icing it, stretches. He told me the stretches to do, laser treatment, adjustments. I would put my shoulders back and it wouldn't hurt at all. And that's just after 2 weeks, two visits. I went once a week.
And it's things like that. And that's what I was saying. Like she bounced back so quickly because of how active she already was. Some people don't have that level of activity already and that's okay.
Right.
You know, we'll coach you through that. I'm not expecting you to start, you know, and just turn you into Arnold Schwarzenegger with these stretches and exercises. I'm talking easy stuff. Give me 5 minutes a day. And that's really all that we need to start. Mm-hmm. And you'll slowly start to have less and less pain. Your back will feel better. And, you know, that's what gets me so excited is now she can go back to doing those things that she loved and enjoyed in the past and it doesn't hurt. She doesn't have to worry about, you know, oh my gosh, am I going to be able to make it through this workout without this pain that I've been having for months now?
Right.
And that's what I don't know. I love these opportunities to talk about things like that. All right. So let's get back into what I had actually prepared to talk about today. You know, what do chiropractors do, right? You know, I spent most of the show so far complaining about our healthcare system. So let's talk a minute about the role that your chiropractor will play in your healthcare. You know, first of all, my responsibility, my first responsibility as a chiropractor is to assess and diagnose what the source of your problem is. You know, just because you're having back or neck pain, that doesn't always mean that you need an adjustment. There's lots of different conditions that can cause back pain. And some of those really aren't chiropractic cases. You know, you can have some intestinal dysfunction, some sort of issue in your intestines, your stomach, kidney problems, different types of cancers, fractures, all that stuff can result in back pain, right? But none of those your chiropractors alone will be able to fix. So that's kind of the first step when you go see your chiropractor. Right. When you first came in, Tammy, we went to the consultation room, the exam room, and we spent a lot of time back there through.
Yeah.
What are you like? Not everybody's going to have Tammy's level or her exact same history of dental hygienist, taekwondo, kickboxing. Right. That's not everybody. And it would be silly to assume that, hey, you've got back pain, come in. I'm just going to adjust you. I'll see you tomorrow. Like, that's not the way this works. I have to make sure that what we're dealing with is a chiropractic case, is something that I'll be able to help you with. So that's step one, right? Let's take that history. Let's go through that examination procedure to determine if you're even a good candidate for chiropractic care. Then if it turns out that you are, then we'll go through and discuss treatment options, you know, and at the Neal Clinic, like many chiropractors, I use a combination of, you know, joint manipulation, the adjustments, as well as a couple different therapies to assist in your recovery. One unique treatment at the Neal Clinic that I use is something called the activator method of adjusting. And, you know, if you're a patient of mine and you're listening right now, you already know exactly what I'm talking about. But for those of you that have never heard of this before, I want you to pay a special attention to this part for just a minute, because if you've ever been considering going to a chiropractor, but you're nervous because you don't want your neck or your back popped or cracked, the activator is an alternative way for me to correct those dysfunctional joints without that bending, twisting, or popping of your neck. What the activator is it's a spring-loaded instrument. It's a handheld tool that's really gentle, it's really safe, but it's very effective at treating those joint dysfunctions without that manual style of adjusting. And my patients love this thing. You know, I recently started, I think 2 weeks ago, I started treating this patient. She had a pinched nerve in her neck that was causing pain in her arm and shoulder. And she told me that when she first, the very first thing she said when I met her, when she walked in, was how hesitant she was to even come to a chiropractor. You know, this pain had been bothering her for weeks and weeks, and, you know, it was finally unbearable and she had to do something, but she really didn't want to be there. But it was making it so difficult for her to sleep. She couldn't really work and go about her day. And she was terrified about the idea of having her neck cracked. She'd gone online and looked through different chiropractors in the area, and she finally came across the Neal Clinic's website, and she read a little bit about the activator method, and she just wanted to, you know, see a little bit about what it was, how it worked. Well, after her consultation, I kind of explained to her what was happening in her neck and how that nerve pain was traveling down her arm and, you know, how we were going to treat her condition. She agreed to give it a try. And she was actually in the clinic yesterday, and kind of like Tammy, she is pain-free. Her neck is so much better. She actually just retired at the last day in May, so I think yesterday was her first day of retirement. So she's incredibly happy. She's not hurting anymore, just retired. She's feeling better than ever. You know, she was telling me yesterday that after her experience with chiropractic care, she's telling all of her friends, all of her family that are hurting, they need to go see a chiropractor. And again, this is after years of just, she was resistant herself. She was really hesitant because she was so scared to have that manual manipulation, and she wasn't aware that there was an alternative to that style to give her the relief she needed. So if you've been dealing with pain and you've been thinking about seeing a chiropractor, but again, you're just hesitant because you don't like that idea of your back being cracked, call me at the Neal Clinic. Tell Jamie that Dr. McMillan told you to schedule a consultation to discuss the activator method of adjusting. That will give you and I a, you know, time to sit down and really discuss what your symptoms are and if your case is a chiropractic case that I can help you with. I've got one more thing I want to get to this morning. I know I'm going to have to kind of carry this one over to the next show, but it's something I think is really interesting that I came across earlier this week, and it's about posture and how it affects your overall health. You know, when I say, you know, posture, how is it going to affect your health? Most people might come up with headaches, maybe some back pain, you know, and I bet even when I just said the word posture, a few of you sat up a little straighter in your chair or in your car. If you didn't and you're sitting down right now, maybe you're driving. Is your head pressed up forward? You know, is it on the headrest or are you leaning forward? Is your upper back kind of rounded and you're leaning? Maybe you're leaning to one side on that armrest. All your weight's kind of pressed on that. You've got the steering wheel in one hand, just kind of driving along. You know, how long have you been in that weird position? You know, and when I just said that, did you slide your hips back, sit up in the chair, you know, push your head back up against that headrest? I bet a lot of you did. When I start talking about posture, or if I, you know, I don't do this, but if I said, hey, I'm going to evaluate your posture when you walk into the clinic, everybody would stand up so much straighter, the head would go back. we don't think about it very often. And so I'm just casually watching as you walk back into the exam room, as we sit there, I'm watching to pay attention. How are you leaning to one side because you're having back pain? That sort of stuff. But posture is one of those things that's quickly forgotten about. And everybody that, you know, I just made sit up straight in their chair, 10 minutes from now, maybe even sooner, you'll be back in that hunched forward position. But the reason I wanted to talk about this today is because I came across this research article that started to look at the correlation between height loss, so the loss in how tall you are, and cardiovascular diseases, and the chance that you have or will have some sort of cardiovascular dysfunction, whether it's a heart attack or a stroke, something like that. And this study was done by looking at data from something called the British Regional Heart Study. You ever heard of this, Dami?
I have not.
No, most people haven't, myself included. I think I'd maybe heard mention of it a few years ago, but didn't really think much of it. You know, British Regional, not something that seems all that relevant to us. Mm-hmm. But it's really cool what they did. This study was done from 1978 all the way to 2014.
Oh, that's a good,
yeah, long, big sample size. And what mm-hmm. they did is they tracked almost 8,000 men. They selected them back in 1978 when these guys were 40 to 59, and they tracked these people all the way to 2014. They'd have them check in at regular intervals every 2 years, I think, and they would track all sorts of different data points, you know, whether they were, how much they were exercising, what they were doing, their income level, smoking history, what kind of medical procedures they've been doing. They have all this data over this huge time span from 8,000 people. And what they were really looking at was, how did this affect their cardiovascular health? And after compiling all this data, now researchers have access to it. And like all the other data people look at, we can kind of, you know, tease it apart and look at different things. And one thing they found was that a decrease in height, like how tall you are, has a pretty significant effect on your chance of having one of these cardiovascular issues, pretty significantly, actually. And the way that you lose height, the reason this is important to posture, is because if you spend a lot of time in that slouched forward position, that's how you're going to end up shorter. It's not that these people are, you know, just shrinking at an incredible rate. I'm not talking about, you know, 6-8 inches. I think the threshold was 1 to 3 centimeters, which is an inch. Most people are going to shrink that much over their life. But if you're in that range where you're, I think it was like 1.5 to 3 centimeters of height loss over that duration of time, you almost had like a 4 times chance higher of having heart attacks or strokes, because it affects things like the amount of oxygen you're able to get in your air, in your lungs, right? If you hunch forward and really bend forward at your mid back, you can't take that big breath in. Whereas if you stand straight up and take that big breath, your lungs are able to, you know, inhale all the way. You don't have quite the tension in your neck. There's lots of different things that this height loss was affecting, especially to do with overall health. It's not really anything that, you know, traditional chiropractic care is associated with. That posture, the way that you're sitting and able to maintain those positions, is going to give you a less chance of having a heart attack or a stroke throughout your life, because you're not in those positions for that amount of time. And again, I have a lot more data to get through, and I'll talk about this next week, because Tammy's giving me that sign I've run out of time again. But I'm kind of excited to get through some of this posture stuff and what you can do at home to help prevent this. But I really appreciate everybody that tuned in and listened. I'm sorry I didn't get to any of those questions today. Again, my name is Dr. Ben McMillan with the Neal Clinic. We're located over on Creighton Road, right across the street from Walmart. My phone number is 850-479-2700. If you're in pain and want me to get to the source of your problem and finally fix it, give me a call. I hope everybody has a great weekend. Thanks again, Tammy.
Yeah,
for having
thank
me
you.
Up on the
and
show.
I think one thing too is, when you have a consistent pain, it can be debilitating, and quality of life deteriorates.
Oh, yeah.
And even for me, I'm busy, but still hurting all the time. It decreases your quality of life, and just getting out of that pain, it's amazing. It frees up your mental space, absolutely, to live a better, healthier life. So thank you so much for coming on. I truly appreciate it. Don't forget, tonight is the Fiesta Parade. Rolls at 7. Downtown, we're going to be there. Cat Country's going to be there. ESPN Pensacola, so you definitely want to come down. It's from Spring and Garden to Palafox. Coming up, we have Pensacola Parks and Rec.